94.3 The Ox, Melissa Kay in the studio at your Lone Star Lunchbox. And Virginia is here from the Comanche Chamber. And we're going to talk about all things
powwow.
Powwow.
It's that time of year.
But one thing in particular we're going to talk about,
it's Joe
or
Libby.
Talk to, we should say, is. No, come on now. Where are you? It ain't working.
Come on, Joe Libby, the ventriloquist.
We're going to talk to Joe Libby, the ventriloquist, who is going to be at the powwow. Joe, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I got you. Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so what do you do? I mean, like, seriously. I mean, we've all seen ventriloquists on TV, but I mean, what do you walk around with a puppet? What are we talking about?
Oh no! Well, I'll be working on one of the stages there.
The Texas Bank Stage.
He will be on the Texas Bank Stage.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And I'll be doing a couple of performances, about 40 minutes long. It's family friendly, big laughs, ventriloquism, comedy, magic, and audience involvement.
Magic too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can throw your voice and do magic. I'm impressed.
I impress myself occasionally, too.
Okay, so family friendly. That's a big thing because we have lots of kids that come to a powwow because it's a family event. So we want to be sure. Do you have a schedule of the shows? Do you know what?
Well, about once in the morning and once in the afternoon, both days.
Both days. Four shows total.
Yes.
Both days. Right. You can see them in the morning or in the afternoon, or you can see them. All four times.
Plus, he'll be there with a little table of goodies next to the Texas Bank Stage.
Yeah.
And he has the cutest little cowboy monster that he does his show with.
Wait,
the cutest little
guy. It's a cowboy monster?
Yes, his name is Sagebrush.
That's right.
I love Sagebrush.
So give us a little history about Sagebrush.
Well, I can tell you that Sagebrush has been a part of my act for, a long time. I've lost count of how many years. He is, as Virginia said, he is a green furry, you know, Muppet type creature in a cowboy outfit. He didn't start out that way. He was just this green furry puppet, and I used him for a while, and then seriously one night laying in bed before I fell asleep, I got this flash of inspiration that I thought he would look funny in a cowboy outfit, and I had a friend of mine who was a costumer make a little puppet sized cowboy outfit for him, and it worked beautifully, and so the rest is history, as they say.
Do you include him in all your shows?
Almost all of them. He will definitely be there at the powwow, for sure. Yeah.
Sagebrush even got to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No way.
Pretty sure.
Well, Sagebrush wasn't able to do that, but I can tell you a little about that if you like.
Sure.
Sure. This was a big deal for me. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to speak at an event in Sydney, Australia, called the Total Success Summit. The producer was looking for, besides his regular speakers, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the keynote speaker for this event, but he was also looking for some shorter TED type talks on a variety of subjects. And I was able to work it out where I was able to get on that event. I actually spoke a little bit about cons and scams and how con artists will use the techniques of magicians in order to rip people off. And it was very, very well received. And so the upshot of that was that yes, I did get to share the platform with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which was very cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I had to go to another continent to see him, but, you know, they're...
It's fine. I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah.
That's right. Halfway around the world.
It was
a very exciting event, absolutely.
Halfway around the world works for me. But the good news is, we don't have to go all halfway around the world to see him and Sagebrush, because they're going to be at the Comanche Powwow. And that is coming up in 3 weekends? In a month?
Shh, don't say things like that out loud just yet.
It's not true. It's like 4 weeks from Saturday.
Yes, the 28th and 29th of September. Sagebrush and Joe will be here, ready or not.
This is true. About how many shows do you do a year? Do you have any idea?
It varies. I'm not exactly sure. If I were to estimate, I'd say at least 100 performances a year.
Oh, do you have to practice? This is what I want to know. I mean, you do 100 shows a year. Do you have to practice that whole? I mean, once you get it down, do you still have to keep practicing how you throw your voice and that kind of deal?
It does take. You know, I always tell people that throwing the voice, doing ventriloquism, is a lot like singing correctly, because you're actually using a lot of the same sort of techniques, some of the same muscles are involved. You're just projecting it differently. So you do have to stay in practice, and you do have to warm up some before the performances, so that your technique is good.
So do you have a ritual you do, like your pregame ritual?
A little bit, yes. Yeah, I do practice what we call the distant voice, which is throwing the voice into a box or throwing it across a football field. So I do use that to warm up some vocal and some various vocal exercises and. Some diction exercise to make sure that I can be understood.
Okay, do you have anything quirky, like where you only perform in red socks or something like that?
Nothing like that. I do try to go for green. I try to use that as a branding color, and of course Sagebrush is green as well. So. I'll be bringing my green shirts with me, so that if you're not sure what to look for, look for the big guy with a mustache and a green shirt.
Mustache, green shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you can go on to our Explore Comanche Facebook page, and you can see pictures of cute little Sagebrush.
So see, you'll know what you're looking for.
Exactly. Not that Joe's not cute too, but I'm in love with Sagebrush. I'm sorry to tell you. Don't tell.
Yeah, he is cuter, so I'll give him that.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for calling in, and we so look forward to seeing you at the Comanche Powwow, and that is September 28th and 29th, and it's coming up fast. And Virginia says don't remind her because she's still got lots of stuff to do.
Yes, lots of stuff to do.
I am so excited to be coming up there, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone at the Powwow on those days. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for the time. Thanks very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.